Okay, so we're holding the run on Samachem at Aleph. We did the Gemara to the Mishnah, but we have to do the run. Top of the page. Tanya Hamudah Hanamach Eberoi in Maternal El Bafono. So, case where he's also to somebody else, so the only matter it if the individual that's relevant to is there. Now, Ikeman Dhamma the Dafka Kashahaneder the Tsarcha Eberoi. So the story the Mor brings is from the story of Moshe and Yisra, that Moshe promised Yisra to stay, and the pressure was matter the neder for Moshe in Midian. So over there, Moshe Rabbeinu had committed to something for Yisra's benefit. Or this was the benefit of Nebuchadnezzar. People should know what he had done, and be insult him, embarrass him. So that type of neder. So this sheet holds, but if it's not relevant to the person, there's no reason why the person has to be present. Okay, but this issue, whether you, what is it limited to, an edit which is the benefit of the chaver or not, is talya b'may the pligi b'shami b'time of the matir elo b'fana. There's a mechalik in b'shami why this din is true, this price is true. So the b'shami has a mechalikus. So this issue which we just said will be totally not mechalikus. What's the mechalikus? Tikkun Mandamar Hasam, the time of the Milsa Ibnei Habusha. The reason why you need to do it before now is because of Busha. The Klamashi is Bayesh Mechaberei. Shaneder Hoyer Lahanosei Ba'achshav Reitashi Atiraloi. Like, you committed to do something for this person's benefit. Now you're being mad through it without the person, as it were, being consulted, or so that's, you know, all of a sudden you stop doing it. Like, you know, so that's the element of busha involved in that. So therefore, the high time of the shaykh el kashaneder hoyel hanosu halav hachi mash with the material say filish the befonov. That's one opinion. Me ikalam on ika the yoyiv time hosam. There's a second reason the mark is over there. Neachashat klam shechaberish who mudr mimenu lo yeda beheteroi. So the person who's been prohibited will not know about the heter. And now when he allows himself to the neder allows himself to benefit from the person who's mutter, and the mutter does not know that the neder has been matarit, he will think the person is just ignoring his neder. Well, the high time up, if that's the reason, I feel a nether shahu shaloy lahanos chaberoi. Immaterial loy alu b'fonav. The chashad is relevant whether it's for the benefit of the mutter or not. But the problem is that the mutter is going to be chayshed the madir. So he'll be chayshed him either way. Okay. Now, the su'ika ben hani trei lishni. Another nafmin between these two pshatim in the Gemara. The mandamar ibnei chashad kol shehodiyuhu matir lo afil shlo b'fonav the sulak chashad. If he would let him know, inform him that he's going to be mad of it. So even though the other individual is not present, but if he informed him, there's no chashad anymore. But the mandamar ibnei habusha filo hodiyuhu, even though he told him he's doing it, that's not the point. The point is, if Dafka Bafanov, the Kosha Bafanov, like a Busha, you made a certain commitment to me and now you're backing out of it. So you only back out of it if you're willing to stand with the discomfort of, in front of Bezdin, telling the Bezdin why you want to back out of your commitment to me. So I need to be present to create that embarrassment that you're trying to mount to your net. Okay. Now, v'hechad avi befonov Okay, so now we have the person being the person that it's relevant to being present. He's not agreeing to it. So now what happens? So pshita the matirin b'neder shenu lahanosis shel chaberu. So something which doesn't make a difference to him. So whether he's agreeing or not, it's irrelevant. It's not his. It's not for his benefit. So it's not for the benefit of the person who was affected. Over here, in that case, Yisro is getting a benefit. Now we're taking it away from Yisro. So I said, Yisro has to be present. I understand, but if it wasn't relevant, so it happened to be that Yisro was quote unquote affected by it, but he's not really affected by it. It's relevant to Yisro because that's the person the netter is about, but it's not to his benefit or his detriment. So as long as it's befun, so you've taken care of Chashad, and there's no Chashad issue. He knows that you're not disregarding your commitment because he was there when you were matter it, and whether he agrees or not, it's irrelevant. But a case where the person that was the netter was affecting was gaining by it, and now you're being matter it. So we said, well, bring him in the bezdin. He comes to the bezdin. He says, no, I don't want you to do this. As long as you're befun, I can do whatever I want. The Ran says, no. A lot of immaterial element died to it. The king custer Rabbeinu Tamza. So that they're not supposed to be matter it unless the person agrees. But if they did do it, again over that person's objections, that's not clear. Why? The Perka Shalech Mash with the Briyabad Hutra Netter. Briyabad the Netter is, the Netter becomes Mutter. To read in Hossam, Gabi Hiskin Ramil Shatayno Deris the assignment. Okay, what was the case over there? Case was the Amana is taking care of the property of the Yisamim. Now, so since the Yisamim are not Tevea Ashua from her, so she doesn't need to make Ashua, but she's Noderis. That if she misappropriated from the property of the Yisamim, all the heirs in the world will be also in her. So she's making a netter to bolster her claim of. Obviously, if she would have falsely, if she had misappropriated, now her netter takes effect. And that's a netter which she can't really abide by, it would be too overwhelming, so obviously she's saying the truth. Obviously, she's not lying. She should be lying. She's making a netter herself, which would be overwhelming for the person to make such a netter. So she would not want to make such a netter. So that's bolstering her statements of truth. I don't remember because once she's niseis. There's a concern that she'll make the netter. You know, she's remarried, so she makes the netter to the Yisamim. You know, she's stood in Bezdin, bolstered her claim with her netter. Everything's wonderful. She goes home and says, "By the way, Yankel, can you do me a favor? Please be made for my netter, because that's not true, and I'm stuck. You know, being usher and all these things." So that doesn't. She says it's not going to work because once she's niseis, she can make the netter, seemingly proving her claim, and then have her husband be mefer. I'm remembering the Gemara, not all the protein, but that's the basic idea, if I recall correctly. Uprachinon, the Gemara says, okay, so once you're worried about this concern of Hafora, so why aren't you worried about a concern of Hatara? The same thing. why shouldn't we be worried? Relech shtuma ozlo lagabi chacham. Vishorilo. So let's be worried about that she went to the chacham and the chacham was matred for her. The same thing. Now b'idi eved nami lo mahani. So what's the worst question? If you tell me the b'idi eved, this is a letter which is relevant to the assignment. So l'chor she has to be matred in front of the assignment, but obviously she's not going to do that because then she loses her whole claim. The whole bolstering of her claim is, listen, I'm telling you I didn't take anything. If I took anything, I should be also to eat from the rest of my life. I can't eat any meat. Right? Obviously the person does not want to not be also to eat the rest of their life. So it must be that she's saying the truth. Right? Then she goes to Chum, says, you know, by the way, I just made an error. I want to also eat the rest of my life. I'd like to be matter it. Right? Well, but, you know, ma'am, you can't do this unless the assignment are there. She's not going to do that. So not the assignment, no, she just lied. So the case has to be that she went to Chacham without the assignment. So if B'di Eved doesn't work, so what are we more saying? Let's be worried that she's going to do that. So what's the tebekash is that it doesn't work. Over here, the point of the netter was to benefit the assignment. So it works, b'di eved. That's one raya. And the Hachanami, our Gemara as well. So Tzidkiyo was they were matter Tzidkiyo's netter to the Muchanetzer. If you tell me the ma'aseh was for the benefit of the Nebuchadnezzar, if b'di'evad doesn't work, Tzidkiyo revealed the secret based on the fact that the chum were matter the netter, that it didn't work. Mashma d'evad shor. Apparently, even though the Sanhedrin should not have done it, but when what Sanhedrin did it, the netter is mutter. Okay, now, Chitema, you're going to ask me, Kasha, if you're asking on the appropriateness of what Sanhedrin did, Akati Kasha, then he did the Yavid Shori, the Chachilami Osir, Behechi Shori, Sanhedrin, said, Kyo. So, why did Sanhedrin remater it? The Chor, that was against the Halacha. So why does it have to do that? Tika the Maymar, one answer is the Dvar Mitzah Matirin, that even though you're not Matir Bafonov, but in case of for the purpose of the Mitzah, we are Matir, even though you're not Matir Shaloi Bafonov, for the purpose of the Mitzah, we will be Matir Shaloi Bafonov. What's the Mitzah over here? Tzikyo HaMitzar B'Yosef Shalohaya K'Shalohaya Yachal L'Galus. It bothered him exceedingly that this lack of being able to tell over what had happened. And we spell out Yerikach, we melech Shemayim. Okay, so that's one argument. Or we got mitzvah samelech, shemitzah b'aleim, natiroi, mitzvah hi aleim, l'kayim. The king asked them to do something, they have a chiyuv of merit to the king, to be matir. Okach tirtzah b'toysus. So that's the Tosha that answers this kasha. Kamocha mashad b'di eved mutter d'iloi ma'ahana l'tzikiyo ma'ashar le t'mucha nami ma'ahida gitter. Okay, so it has to work b'di eved. The question was why the chadchila, so we gave it to her, it's why the chadchila, but in the b'di eved it's clear that it works. I can't understand I mean, Chazal says Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik gomer. Like, it wasn't, you know, we're picturing, you know, he had this tremendous desire to say shtikol lashon hara and Nebuchadnezzar, you know, push it to the point, push it, he couldn't daven, you know, because he was so busy thinking about, like, what exactly was Mitzar B'Yosir?
Rabbi, is there, I mean, there's no lashon hara by Goy anyway. What are we so concerned about by him?
No, he's so concerned. He made a shua that he's not going to be megala.
Okay.
You'd have to figure out the scenario was, I mean, he's in a situation where there's a discussion taking place and the Nebuchadnezzar's opinion is playing a role, and he feels that Nebuchadnezzar's opinion shouldn't play a role because the Nebuchadnezzar is such a Russia, like, you know, who cares about him anyway? You have to play out the scenario. You know, I'm not sure what the scenario is, because I'll say Gilbert is not a gomer. So it's not mitzvah that, you know, that he would just Rosh Hashanah was bothering him to the point that he couldn't help us. Okay, v'cher mamru she'ein elu rayis. No, it's not a proof. It doesn't work b'di yevin. She'kosav tzavach. The pasuk actually, besides Nebuchadnezzar's complaint against Tzidkiyahu, the pasuk says a complaint against Tzidkiyahu for what he did. So the pasuk stresses that he went against the shua, that the pasuk faults him that he went against the shua. He was after the shua, so like, what's the problem? So from Tzidkiyahu is not a raya. Okay, custom arrive itself. Also by Sanhedrin, and you see the Bereshim agreed for the punishment. Minashamayim, the punishment he got is Minashamayim. It's not just because the Nebuchadnezzar wanted it. I mean, the Bereshim was agreeing to this punishment, so that is indicative of the fact that it was wrong. The net really wasn't mutter. The shul wasn't really mutter. But he didn't get nami lav rayahi. It's also not a right. The neder amana mikimen should nadra liyusamim. So ma tells yesh b'tinoikos b'isupay rasel. So that's not a case of a direct benefit. Right? The case of Tzidkiyahu, the Nebuchadnezzar is embarrassed. But the point is, she's bolstering her claim of saying the truth by creating the sister papers. If at the time it was a sincere commitment, so it bolstered her claim. Later on, you know, it's three others. I can't help those. Well, so for them, it's not that point is irrelevant. Furthermore, we can learn the pshat is that Bidi Evan doesn't work, but she thinks it works. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. Remei Armor Yeshtor Shehem Kenorlad Veinu Kenorlad. So even though we said we're not placing Kenorlad, not like Rabbi Eliezer. So we hold that you cannot be placed at Menorah, but there are certain things which seem to be like a Menorah, but really they don't have a din of a Menorah. Now there's a gears over here. There's a gears on the side which says, so Remer was the one who introduced this idea, and the Chachamim agreed to it. Ketzad. Omer Kodem Shavi She'eni Noisei Esplainis Shavi Ara. So he made this neder upon himself that he's not going to he's going to be usher on marrying Plainis, because, and he said why, because Shavi Ara, difficult father. Omer Loi Meis Aisosa Tshuva. So the person died, or the person the tshuva, he's no longer a person who's ra. So that's not a problem of Noilet. Why? Even though we will argue that Misa, and everybody dies eventually, but that's unexpected in the circumstances. But if a person makes a Taliyah, that's a person makes a Tanai in the Neder. So I don't need Noilet. Then whether it's expected or unexpected is irrelevant. I'm only answering this woman for myself as long as the husband, that her father is Ra. So, wow, it's unexpected she should do tshuva, but that was that. Let's say it is unexpected. But the mice, he did tshuva. He's not Ra anymore. He made it tonight. Well, he didn't say an actual tonight over here. He didn't use the language of tonight. But he's saying that this is the circumstances under upon which the neder is supposed to be effective. Now the circumstances are not true anymore. So he, as it were, created a way that the room for the Pesach in the original letters. That's not an oilet anymore. Okay. Kind of the bias that Shani Nichnas Shakela Rabbi Soichet Shanochish Besoichet. I'm not going into this building because I know there's a nochish in there. Amaloi Mesa Kelev Ashenerig Anochish Harehin Kenarlad Ben Kenarlad and Ben Chamadimloi two gears. Okay. So Dr. Ram. So the Gemara says, two explanations. But one of the explanations of the Gemara is because he's tying it into this issue. The neder is only valid under these circumstances. So the circumstances are no longer true, so the neder is not valid. So he wrote in the Pesach into the neder of the Chatchila. That's not a problem with the neder. Okay. Something more. Kainer Mishani. Noisy is pointed in Shavir Rab, or by his Eshakela Rabbi Sechet. Mace, Morses is Noilet. So I understand. We've assumed that until now that Misa is called a Noilet. So what do you mean it's not a Noilet? In other words, what's the mayor's Savora? Summer of Huna Nasa Katarlet Nidre Bedover. It works basically by making it being, he's creating in the Netter of the Chatchila. That the neder is going to depend on the circumstances. Rechon Omar, no, that the pshat in the Mishnah is from a case ukvar meis across the tshuva when he made the neder, and then we clarified to him. He says, by the way, at the time he made the neder, the father had died already, or the father had done tshuva already. So it's not that the neder was chal, and now we have to deal with that a new circumstance was created in the future. That's a problem of Noilet. But at the time when he made the neder, it wasn't true anymore. So the Mora says, the Mishnah says, it functions like a Noilet because it's unexpected. But it's not Noilet because Noilet is when the neder took effect, the situation was not there yet, and therefore the neder was effective, and now this new situation comes in the future unexpectedly. So we say, whoa, that it invalidates your neder retroactively. No, it doesn't, because it wasn't expected. But over here, it was already true at the time of the neder, so the neder was never effective. The case, we're talking about a case where it already happened. Let's see the round. Nasik tell him Nidra Bedover can appreciate, like I said in the Mishnah. Shemach Yishori, feel it below Shelus Chacham. Therefore, I don't even need to go to Shelus Chacham. You don't need a Torah the Dorim, and you probably need a Chacham just to clarify the Protim. But it doesn't need a Torah the Dorim. It's a Tanai in the Neder. Rachis of Yerushalmi, the Min Hashem Neishu who can tell the Nidra Bedover. It gives an example. The Brimer Karim Shani Nehana Lish Plani Kalzman Shul Loibesh Shkarim. He made the Isser Neder only Kalzman the person's wearing these black clothing. Lobesh Lavadim, the person changed the white clothing. Mutter. So Zira B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Af Hu Enot Sarach Shelo L'Chacham. You don't need to go to you don't need to Tarsa Dorim. It was only effective under the circumstances. They're no longer true. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Karmes Kar also true of Kamina. Kar Shemes Kadam Nidroi Avli Neder Tos. The Tzarchian Rabbi Yochanan Hechi Ktoni Yesh Dorim Shehem Kenoilad the Kiman Shemes Loidami L'Noilad Klal. In what way is it like Noilad? So it's a very minimal way like Nerland in the sense that it's an unexpected reality, but it was true at the time of the things. It's not something which is going to take effect in the future, that which is the Tanaya Mahaki, what Nerland means. It's not really Nerland. What?
Reality.
Okay. So that's the two pshatim in the Mishnah. So come the Yerchanan, but if the father was alive, or the father had not done tshuva, and that it was effective, so the unexpected possibility in the future would not be a valid pesach. Okay. The Brisa continues as Kadam Shaini Noisid Laplanis Koira. She's ugly. Reina, the reality is that she's not. Shkara, she's very dark. Rehi Lavona, she's really light. Tzara, very Reya Rucha. She's short, and really she's not short. So once the mistake is clarified, so there's Heter. So the Brisa, Lomnesha Ka'ara Vanasis Noah. We're not talking about a case where she was Kara and she was able to beautify herself. Or Shkara Manasseh Levana, Shkara Manasseh Zerucha. They stretched her. I don't know exactly how they did that, but also Neder Tos. But the point was not that it changed in the future. It's about a case where he was under what?
She grew.
I guess she's married a teenager. Yeah, she grew. Okay.
Maybe she's sitting or something.
No. The more same, but the price is putting out. Don't make a mistake that there was one case where there was change. No, that wasn't the case. The case was that there was a mistake at the original time of this matter. Okay, I understand. A woman current can become beautiful. I understand a woman who's darker can lighten the skin sometimes. How you make somebody short, tall? She had a growth spurt afterwards. She was 12 years old when they got married. Well, after he made this letter. That's not the case. The case was, it was a toks. Also, another toks. So, Bisham Ravuna, the Omer Nasik, the Tela Nidra Bedavra, Tani Tela Nidra Bedavra, but Tani Neder Toks. So, you understand why the Brisa has the case of the Mishnah, and then it continues and says this case as well. Gives two different cases. So, I need the Toska as a case of Tela Nidra Bedavra and a case of toks. Lomali the Misty traced in the Neder Tos. So why does it continue with saying the same thing again? Cases where you were mistaken when you made the Neder, it doesn't work. Shkoyach. Someone says Kasher. Okay. Zucked the round. Tana tell the Midra Bedover. Vahana Resha, the Shavir Ra. That's the first case where the father was Ra at the time, but then eventually he died or he did Tshuva. Vahana Neder Batos, Dahana Sefer, Nodr Kara Vrehi Noah. Now, so, but now if but the Ran says, but according to Rav Huna, let's say she was Ka'ar at the time of the Neder, and she became Noah. So it should also be okay, because he said, because she's Kaira. So why is the Bryce stressing that it wasn't a case where she changed? Sounds like that's not acceptable. Why not? According to Rahuna, why isn't that not acceptable? Hodl Armina and the Sefer got me Kaira, and now says, no, that she became no, that it's acceptable. Hanotam and Shum, the Adam Ra, Osilas Shuva, Losilamus.
But I'm not really.
These things are possible. So when the person is speaking out, I don't want to marry Poynis because Shavir Ra. I'm making a net with, I'm not going to marry Poynis Shavir Ra. Why is he stressing those words? We say he's saying that as a Tanai. That he means, but if things, circumstances change, I'm not making the net under the circumstances. It's not very common for her to change. So we don't look at what he's doing as the writing saying it tonight. He's just, he made a netter, and he's saying, you know, by the way, I'll tell you why I made the netter. Why? Because it's interesting, not because it's a tonight. He's not saying a Baturis, he's limiting the netter. He's just giving an explanation why he made the netter. So if his goal is not to in any way limit the netter, but rather just explain that it doesn't act as a limit. That's how the Rashba answers the question. Inami, Yamar Haki, it depends. Shani noises Isha Ploinis, should be any. Making that I'm not going to marry Isha Ploinis, he ka'ara, Ketani Shavir Ra. If that would have been the language, Sahaganami, the Mashma calls him Shahi Ka'ara, and what she's Noah, fine. That would have worked. Alahacha, Kima, it says, to the Ploinis Ka'ara Kamar, he says, I'm not marrying Ploinis the Ka'ara. Not, I didn't say Lashon because she Ka'ara, that she is, but it says the word Ka'ara. Lemasha could tell her the Jibadavar. So that's a different type of language. Who is that answer? Achacham Avasik, Rishmol, Ben Achacham Agadur, Behuda, Baruch Yistoy. So that's his answer. Fine. Let's hold it here.